And thank you for being with us today. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm Andy Klein. Well, if you're looking for ways to cultivate the inner writer within you, we all have it. Perhaps the Northwoods Writer Symposium Workshop might be a good place to start. Joining us now to tell us more about this annual writer's gathering is Katrina Wolford, who's also the events manager for Hearthside Books. And Katrina, thanks so much for joining us.
Oh, thanks for having me, Andy.
Yeah, good to talk to you. And so tell us about this. I was looking a little bit at the writers that are coming in. We've got a very prestigious writer, Alaska-based writer, who's got a upcoming, highly anticipated book that's coming out, someone who's kind of turned from doing nonfiction to doing some fiction stuff. Maybe tell us a little bit about who's coming in and some of the folks you're going to be having at the Writer Symposium.
Yeah, absolutely. I think I'll just kind of talk a little bit about the history of it and do a rundown of the keynote and the faculty that we have.
Yeah, that'd be great.
Northward started in Skagway, this idea between Buckwheat Donahue, if folks remember him, he's sort of a legend, and Dan Henry and Jeff Brady. And the first Northwards was in 2010. So since that year, every symposium has had a keynote speaker and supported by Alaskan faculty. So this year, well, the last couple of years, you know, as the pandemic has affected all of us, we have been virtual and then not at all, and now we're back in person. This year, our keynote speaker is Tommy Orange, who's a Native American author from Oakland, actually, and he was a finalist for the Pulitzer Prize for his novel There, There, which is a kind of an amazing multi-generational novel about Indigenous culture versus urban culture, and it's really quite wonderful. We're very excited to have him.
I've heard him speak. He's really a groundbreaking in his portrayal of what Native American life is like in the modern world. That's incredible that you've got someone like that into little old Skagway. It's amazing.
Little old Skagway won't know what hit him next week.
Yeah, it's really incredible.
So, we feel we're just very, very excited. And so we have a really stellar lineup of Alaskan faculty, too, that are supporting. And one of them is Heather Lindy from Haines, who is our current Alaska State Writer Laureate. We've got Kim Hecox from Gus Davis. He is a huge national parks advocate. He wrote a book about John Muir. He's got a novel out called Jimmy Bluefeather. His biographical work is The Only Kayak, and Kim is an amazing speaker. We've got Laura Lee Ivanoff, who is Inupiaq Yupik. She's from Unalakleet. She's a journalist, and she has her own blog. We also have Hank Lintfer from Gus Davis, and he wrote The Faith of Cranes, and then he wrote an incredible biography of Richard Nelson. And so he's going to be on our faculty list this year. And Tina Ontiveros is actually from Oregon, and we've started to include a Pacific Northwest faculty member as well. And she is a writer and a teacher, and her nonfiction book, Rough House, was just a nominee for the Oregon State Book Award. And then we have a poet on our staff for our faculty this year, Nicole Stellan O'Donnell from Fairbanks. She's also a teacher, and her first book was called Steam Laundry. Her latest book is called Everything Never Comes Your Way. So that is our lineup. And at the end, I'm going to talk about another author who's going to be in the studio with us on Tuesday, who is going to be part of Northwards as well. So
that's great.
And that's Lee Newman. Is that Lee Newman who may have been who you were alluding
that's
to?
Who I'm not sure. That is who I'm alluding to.
Is that correct?
To. Yes, that's who I'm talking okay, about. Yeah. So, yes, I'm glad I didn't just make that out of whole cloth.
You didn't make it up, no.
Okay. Well, it's exciting. It seems like you just have so much to pack into this short amount of time. Tell me a little bit how you schedule things out and how you're able to kind of get the most out of the people that are there and the faculty that you have.
Well, it is, we pack in a lot. It's vigorous. And I think the thing about it is you're a little bit overwhelmed. Like, there's so much camaraderie. It's so intense. You learn so much. Everyone is so creative and open to sharing with each other. So we kind of start our days. We have panel discussions on different topics. We have one about writing through the pandemic. You know, how do writers handle that? How are we getting by? We have one about racism in literature, which should be quite fascinating. And then we choose faculty to kind of, you know, moderate that panel and talk about their, you know, their instances or their works about that and what those concepts are like. We've got a one about decolonizing readers in relation to literature, which will be very interesting this year. And then we've got a storytelling panel, which is storytelling as medicine. And then beyond and in between those panels, we have two early morning workshops. One is on writing memoir and one is on writing poetry. We have a couple of our participants that will lead us in stretching. And then we also have participant readings. We have a faculty reading. And then we have some larger events in and around. One is, a train ride and trail write, where you jump on the train, you get off, you're led on a hike and a guided writing exercise, which is very cool. We have an opening reception, of course, and we have choices between a bike ride and a brothel tour. If you're, you know, if you're early, you want to enjoy some of the history of Gagway, right? And we also have an evening at Alderworks. And I don't know if you know about Alderworks. I know Jeff Brady Jeff and Dorothy are the founders of Alderworks, but he's been on before. But this is a artists and writers residency program that they have set up on their homestead property out in Dyea. And if folks don't know, Dyea is really the stepping off point for the Chilkoot Trail, which, so they have these cabins designated for writers where they can come and do their work. And then we have a big barbecue out there with music and a campfire. And then we have a keynote banquet back in town. And then we, you know, enjoy the rest of the evenings in Skagway, which can be whatever you want it to be, calm or a little bit raucous or, you know, we're open, so
it's really great.
It's
so great that you get to incorporate some of the unique things about Skagway into this. I mean, taking a train ride and hiking, and then incorporating a writer's kind of workshop or symposium, or you know, an exercise out in the woods. Sounds really, really extraordinary to be able to do that.
It is. It's really wonderful, and you know, I talk about this like I'm a writer, but I'm not. I'm more of a volunteer. I'm one of the organizing faculty members, but I will say that the first year I was there, like I said, I'm not a writer, but I was absolutely compelled. And I stayed up until 3 a.m. to write an essay. And it was just kind of blew my mind because it was completely unexpected.
Inspired. And I mean, it's part of that. I would think that must be part of what happens at the writers, at these writers' conferences and symposiums. People just get a, you know, I mean, the old writer's block, that idea that I can't, you know, you just don't get to it. And it just gives you tools to get working, get moving, improving, and starting.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. And I think, you know, our faculty members, I think one of the great things about our symposium is it's not too academic. The faculty and the participants really do work together. They're really engaged with each other. And I think that prompts a lot of inspiration and a lot of creativity from the participants who want to be there with them. So one of the other offerings we do is each faculty member has consultation spaces. So participants can sign up. So say they want to pick Heather Lendy's brain for a half an hour. Well, they can sign up and that person, Heather, can go for a walk and talk about what inspires her, or what is her process, or how did she get here, that kind of thing. And it's really, it's casual, but it's also very intense at the same time. It's quite wonderful.
Yeah, that's a really fun idea that you get to just, you know, maybe have a one-on-one session with someone like Heather Lindy, who, of course, has been writing incredible things in Alaska for years.
Yeah,
you know, you brought up one of the topics was the pandemic. How do you think that's affected people who are writing? I mean, I guess that's a broad question. I mean, it seems like it might be one of those things that maybe writers need to, you know, feel the need to delve into, but maybe others just want to avoid it altogether?
It is kind of a broad topic, isn't it? You know, here we are on Zoom because of the pandemic, essentially, yeah. Right? And I'm not in the studio. I think that for some writers, it probably really worked. You know, there's a lot of writers that their process and they just want to be alone and in their chair in front of their computer or with their pen or however they do it. And the pandemic was probably perfect for those folks. But there's also a set of writers that engaging with other people, you know, being with them in a physical space and bouncing ideas off of each other or being in an environment to gain inspiration is probably important to them. So I think it sort of depends on the actual, you know, the writer that you're talking about.
I remember when the isolation stuff was first happening, I remember one of the big things being said was, well, if you always wanted to write a book, now you have no excuse. Yeah. Now is the, you've got nothing else to do. Now is the time.
Well, I'm working at Hearthside now as the manager and the book buyer. And I will tell you that as I'm ordering books that are forthcoming, there are quite a few pandemic titles coming our way.
Yeah, I can
that
imagine.
Were written during
well,
this cer- time.
Certainly
yeah.
was a shared experience and something that we'll be thinking about for years to come. So, well,
yeah,
if people want to participate and want to get involved, let's go through how people can get involved with this or participate
yes.
or find out more information.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad that we had time to do this today because this is actually the last day that you can participate.
No more procrastination. Yeah, that's it. You got to get on it now.
we have some spaces left. We're going to close registration tonight at midnight. So the easiest way to do it is to jump on our website, which is Northwoods Writers Symposium. So NWWRITERSS.com.
Okay. Now, I would mention, I also found you on social media. You have an Instagram site. You have a Facebook site. So
yeah.
if you search that or even just Google, I actually just Googled just this afternoon to find out more. I Googled Writer Conference Skagway and it popped up. So you can
perfect.
Find it.
Okay.
Right. But the Northwoods Writer Symposium is NWWRITERSS. So NWWritersS.com. And then if you just go to schedule, you can see everything that's lined up. And then and then can people just kind of fill up a shopping cart there? Is that how that works?
Yeah, you can register right online. And then we have all the information you need about lodging and transportation as well. You'd be heading over via ferry or seaplanes.
All right. Well, Katrina Wolford, thanks so much for letting us know, giving us a heads up on, I mean, it sounds like a great lineup, an amazing lineup of Alaska writers and even writers from outside of Alaska that have some common experiences mm-hmm. with a lot of the work that writers here do. Katrina, thanks so much. Great talking to you. Katrina, friend of Alaskan writers, learning from the craft, promoting books, doing it all for us. So thanks for letting us know about what's happening with the Northwoods Writers Symposium, and I'll just repeat that one more time. It's NWWritersS.com is the website to go to. Thanks, Katrina. Appreciate it.
All right. Thank you, Andy. Thanks for having me.
Sure.